All right, we have some associates of the Student Progressive Alliance at University of Tennessee at Chattanooga in the studio, Natalie Powers and Jenny Cerulean, which is one of the coolest last names ever. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And they're pairing up with the Department of Theater and Speech as well as the Cherokee Group Sierra Club to bring the Beehive Design Collective to Chattanooga.
Right, and we should also certainly say speakers and special events who gave the most to bring these people here.
And before we talk about the Beehive Design Collective, which really do some interesting art and prints, I first talk to us a little bit about what is the Student Progressive Alliance.
Progressive Student Alliance is an anti-racist, pro-feminist organization who believes in organizing with students on campus and campus workers for the greater community to win social and economic justice. And then we also believe that students are strategically located on campus to put pressure on our universities so that they are loyal to the fact that loyal to our rights and to our dignities as students on campus. So, you know, we're trying to hold, you know, student government up to what they promise us and trying to get the best out of our education that we can on campus.
And what do you do on campus as far as different, I guess, lectures and events and
The Progressive Student Alliance is a student organization, and they sometimes feed people. Their most recent campaign is uniting with United Campus Workers for this living wage campaign. So it's not saying you have to give this minimum wage, that you have to raise the minimum wage. It's just that you recognize that the living wage is $12.50, that's a living wage. And some professors here calculated that you wouldn't have to be on food stamps. You could have a house, you could have a car, you could put your kids in school if you just had $12.50. That's kind of an average. And so the living wage campaign has been their most recent one. And they support other organizations that are doing great stuff.
Interesting. And tell us a little bit about how this Beehive Design Collective, how it came about to come to Chattanooga and the university to speak.
Well, several years ago, I got involved with the Beehive Design Collective because my friend, who's a mountain justice activist, and I'm a mountain justice activist, we try to stop mountaintop removal coal mining in Appalachia. And this friend of mine, John Johnson, had asked the Beehive Design Collective, who often just work in third world countries like in South America and Central America. He said, I want you to consider that Appalachia is a third world country and we need your help. And so they did their study because they're very studious. They're very much on the ground journalists. And then they turned this journalism into art. And they said, well, sure enough, Appalachia is a third world country. It meets all the markers. And then they put aside their Mesoamerica campaign and they came and did this wonderful poster.
The Beehive Design Collective did this. Yeah.
2 years it took them to finish it.
And you brought a poster that the Beehive Design Collective has done, and I don't even think I can describe it on the radio, but it's black and white, and it's very detailed, and it kind of shows the evolution of from a natural world to more of a industrialized environment.
Yes, and then back again to the natural world. Mm-hmm. And this is the True Cost of Coal poster. And they're going to bring their giant banner of it and hang that up in the Fine Arts Center on the 13th.
And it's very detailed. There's probably hundreds of characters on it, hundreds of different types of plants and animals. Why bring them here to Chattanooga? Is this the first time they've ever...
This will be, I think, the fourth time that they've come here because we actually supported them while they created this. And they came invited by the Crest Gallery before... when they weren't finished with the poster. And so it's kind of nice that they're coming back to show us their finished poster.
And like you said, they kind of do journalism through art, kind of show you what's going on with the natural world.
Right. And this is a form of storytelling. So it's like a visual aid. And all the creatures that are drawn, they're connected to this bioregion that they're talking about. So all the plants and animals are from Appalachia. But they're also characters. And so the bees will come as public speakers and they'll point at different pictures and then they'll tell out the story once again. And they went for, I think 6 months of research and got stories from people in Appalachia. You know, how are you affected when somebody blows up the mountain over your home? What happens to your village? What happens to your children? You know, what happens to your health? And so they collect stories.
Natalie, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, I just recently, you know, found out about Beehive Design Collective a few months ago whenever we first, you know, found out that they were going to be coming. And I thought it was really cool about, I mean, just being a student, that they're totally nonprofit and it's all volunteer and that they're so designated to helping out, you know, environments that we live in. I mean, the Appalachian is not very far from us. And I think it's really cool as a student for them to come here and, you know, have a huge graphic campaign and have all these stories to tell us to get everyone involved. And I think it's going to be a really good time for everyone to come out.
And you're going to have two different events with the Beehive Design Collective. What's the first event?
Wednesday, November 13th, they're going to do a big banner drop in the Fine Arts Center lobby. That'll probably be up about 3 in the afternoon. And then in room 356 at 5 o'clock, they'll do their PowerPoint presentation and talk to people about the campaign. And then we're going to have a potluck down at Recreate Cafe, which is the Salvation Army, at 6:30.
What would you say to Chattanoogans why you should come to these events with the Beehive Design Collective? What can they benefit from it?
For me, as a student, I think that it's really awesome for students just to see that. I mean, because I feel like so many times, even, I mean, every day, there's something I feel insignificant in a way because, you know, we're in such a big place. And even at a university, you're just one person in a group of people. But once you get a group of people together, whether it's 5, 6, 10, 15, hundreds, you can do something really awesome. And I think that that's something that the Beehive Design Collective is trying to show, you know, the world, that it is possible if you want to get together and make a change that you can, and you just have to be able to be devoted into doing that.
I'm excited about the Mesoamerica Resiste campaign. It's like they've been working on it for a long time. It's like 3 different giant banners that tell mm-hmm. the story of free trade, which has been going on since I was a teenager, and I've heard a lot about it, but to go and listen to somebody encapsulate it in, you know, a short amount of time with lots of just firsthand and secondhand stories. Like, they've gone and mm-hmm. talked to the people. They've organized this information. They've got it in a graphic form, and you can just get it from coming just for a free lecture. You know, spend just a couple of hours and just download all this information. Plus, the bees will talk to you. They love to talk to people, answer questions. It's very dynamic. It's not just somebody up there reading a paper. And so that, you know, that's why I think Chattanooga would benefit from coming out.
That they have talked to so many people from that area and have sent emails and had interviews and went and visited these people and, you know, got real perspective from people who are living in that area about how the free trade is affecting their lives. And I think that's a really important story for, you know, real raw stories for people to hear.
So, all right, give us the particulars again, when and where.
The Mesoamerica campaign is Thursday in the UC Chattanooga room.
November 14th.
November 14th. And they will have a banner, their banners, and they'll do a presentation from 3:05 to 4:20 for that class block. And then they'll do another one from 5 to 7. Public is invited to all of the events. But we did have, you know, both nights of 5, like a one starting at 5 o'clock. So on Wednesday at 5, you can come to 356 Fine Arts Center for True Cost of Coal. And on Thursday at 5, you could come to the UC Chattanooga room for the Mesoamerica Resiste campaign. And the bees that are coming here, because there's lots of different bees, they're from Maine, but right now they are down in Mexico because they take these posters to the people, you know, who have the problem. And they help connect them to their own stories and tell them the stories of, like, their friends and neighbors. And now we're going to get them fresh from Mexico coming here with, I'm sure, new stories that aren't even in those banners because they're just right on top of it as social journalists.
Jenny Cerulean, Natalie Powers, thank you so much for coming to WUTC and talking to us about this Beehive Design Collective.